This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to share with you two important matters that the believer is supposed to practice at the time of as-sahur. Number one, and that is to consume the suhoor meal. And this suhoor meal is for the one who is intending to fast that day. So a woman that is upon her monthly cycle, she's exempt from fasting, and everyone else that is not going to fast, it is not a sunnah for them to consume this meal at the time of as-sahur. And the correct timing for as-sahur is about half an hour before adhan al-fajr, or 45 minutes before adhan al-fajr, somewhere around this time. Anything before this is considered dinner or a late night meal. It's not considered a suhoor. And as a result, people fall into this common practice, which is a common mistake, and they miss out on the reward of a suhoor. Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that between the suhoor of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, between that and praying sunnat al-fajr, was the time it would take to recite 50 ayat. Reciting 50 ayat will take 11, 12, approximately 13 minutes. You see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would delay his suhoor extremely, extremely delay it until right before adhan al-fajr. That would be the best time to consume a suhoor. So be careful of that. The best type of suhoor to have is dates by far. Even if you're not hungry, have one date so that you can earn the blessing and the reward of a suhoor. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, if one does not find dates, then sips of water would be fine to do so for your meal of as-sahur. Brothers and sisters in Islam, don't miss out on this meal. Its purpose is not that you feed yourself and be full. Its purpose is to receive the virtue and the blessing of it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ, that Allah and all the angels, they send their prayers upon those who are consuming as-sahur. Allahu Akbar. You know, Allah Azza wa Jal and all the angels are praising this person as he is eating as-sahur. This is the virtue and the reward of the fasting person while he is having suhoor. He hasn't even started his fasting yet. Imagine then the virtue and the honor of this person in the first hour of fasting, and then the second, and then all the way through until he breaks his fast. So don't miss that meal. And the second very important thing at that time is al-istighfar, to seek Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jal, he praised the believers when he said, وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. Allah Azza wa Jal highlighted one of the qualities of the righteous believers is that they commit to al-istighfar at the time of suhoor, saying astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, astaghfirullah al-azim alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Don't forget that this time of as-suhoor, that is the last third of the night. This is a time in which Allah Azza wa Jal has descended to the lowest heaven. And it is at that time in which Allah Azza wa Jal invites us all and says, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرْ, is there anyone that is asking forgiveness? Anyone out there bothered by his sins, choked by his sins, he feels them as a burden and a huge calamity? Then seek forgiveness. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ, I will forgive him for his sins. So brothers and sisters in Islam, these are the two important matters. Eat as-sahur in hope that Allah Azza wa Jal grants you that virtue and reward. And number two, your time is all istighfar until adhan al-fajr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us all and to forgive us. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.